Welcome to Pro Player Stadium in Miami, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Florida Marlins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ronnie Belliard. Batting second. The center fielder, Marky Grissom. Batting third. The left fielder, Jeff Jenkins. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jeremy Burnitz. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Charlie Hayes. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tyler Houston. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jose Hernandez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Henry Blanco. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jimmy Haynes. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jimmy Haynes. For the Florida Marlins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Luis Castillo. Batting second. The right fielder, Mark Coetzee. Batting third. The left fielder, Cliff Floyd. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Preston Wilson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Mike Lowell. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Derek Lee. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Alex Gonzalez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Paul Baco. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Reed Cornelius. Pitching for the Florida Marlins, Reed Cornelius. And now, play ball. Ronnie Belliard is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Belliard hits a fly ball into left field. Floyd settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Grissom hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Jenkins is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Marlins nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Luis Castillo is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Houston scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Castillo for the out. One out. Mark Coetzee is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Coetzee hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cliff Floyd is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Floyd hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Belliard fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Marlins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeremy Burnitz is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Burnitz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lee scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burnitz for the out. One out. Charlie Hayes is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hayes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tyler Houston is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Houston hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hayes moves to second. Jose Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Hernandez hits a fly ball into right field. Coetzee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Henry Blanco is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Blanco is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Marlins nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Preston Wilson is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Wilson hits a line drive towards third. Hayes reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Lowell is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Lowell hits a fly ball into right field. Burnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Derek Lee is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lee takes first base on ball 4. Alex Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Haynes fires over to first and Houston drops the ball. That's an error on Houston. Lee moves to second. Alex Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gonzalez is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Marlins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jimmy Haynes is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Haynes is called out on strikes. One out. Ronnie Belliard is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Belliard is 0 for 1 in the game. Belliard hits a fly ball into right field. Coatse settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Grissom is 0 for 1 in the game. Grissom hits a fly ball into left field. Floyd settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Marlins nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Paul Baco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Baco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Reed Cornelius is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Cornelius bunts towards the mound. Haynes fields it and throws to first for the out. Baco moves to second. One out. Luis Castillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Castillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Mark Coatse batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. There goes Castillo. The throw from Blanco and he is out, Hernandez applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Marlins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeff Jenkins is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jenkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gonzalez fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Charlie Hayes is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Marlins nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Mark Coatse is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Coatse is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Coatse hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cliff Floyd is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Floyd is 0 for 1 in the game. Floyd hits a fly ball into right field. Burnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Preston Wilson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Marlins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Tyler Houston is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Houston is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Houston hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jose Hernandez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lowell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Henry Blanco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Blanco is 0 for 1 in the game. Blanco hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cornelius fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Marlins nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Mike Lowell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lowell is 0 for 1 in the game. Lowell hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Grissom. Lowell reaches second base with a double. Derek Lee is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lee is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Lee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Belliard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lowell moves to third. One out. Alex Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Baco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Baco is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Baco is walked intentionally. Reed Cornelius is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Cornelius is 0 for 0 in the game. Cornelius strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Marlins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jimmy Haynes is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Haynes is 0 for 1 in the game. Haynes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ronnie Belliard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Belliard is 0 for 2 in the game. Belliard hits a fly ball into right field. Coatse settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marky Grissom batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Grissom is 0 for 2 in the game. Grissom hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1 to nothing, Brewers. Jeff Jenkins is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Jenkins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lowell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Marlins nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Luis Castillo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Castillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Castillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mark Coatse is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Coatse is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Coatse hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Castillo moves to third. Coatse moves to second. Cliff Floyd is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Floyd is 0 for 2 in the game. Floyd hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Belliard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Preston Wilson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Castillo scores. Coatse moves to third. Two outs. It's Brewers, 1, Marlins, 1. Mike Lowell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lowell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Lowell hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Burnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Marlins 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Burnett is 0 for 2 in the game. Burnett's hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Brewers. Charlie Hayes is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Kotze settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tyler Houston batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Houston is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Houston hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Brewers. Braden Looper now pitching. Jose Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-2 in the game. Hernandez hits a fly ball into right field. Kotze settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Henry Blanco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Blanco is 0-for-2 in the game. Blanco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Marlins 1. The Marlins will come to bat. Derek Lee is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Lee is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Lee hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alex Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gonzalez is 0-for-2 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Belliard fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Paul Baco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Baco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Baco hits a pop-up towards short. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mark Smith pinch hits for Braden Looper. Mark Smith batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Gonzalez moves to second. Luis Castillo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Castillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Castillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gonzalez moves to third. Smith moves to second. Valerio de los Santos now pitching. Mark Kotze is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kotze is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Kotze hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 5-3, Marlins. Cliff Floyd is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Floyd is 0-for-3 in the game. Floyd strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Marlins 5, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Mark Sweeney pinch hits for Valerio de los Santos. Ricky Bones now pitching. Mark Sweeney is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ronnie Belliard is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Belliard is 0-for-3 in the game. Belliard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Bones, and towards Gonzalez, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Sweeney moves to second. 1 out. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Grissom is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Grissom strikes out. 2 outs. Armando Almanza now pitching. Jeff Jenkins is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jenkins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jenkins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Marlins 5, and the Brewers 3. The Marlins will come to bat. Kurt Lskinik now pitching. Preston Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Wilson is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hayes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Lowell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Lowell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Lowell hits a fly ball into right field. Burnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Derek Lee is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lee is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Marlins 5, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Andy Fox now playing third base. Antonio Alfonseca now pitching. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tyler Houston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houston is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Houston hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jose Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Hayes moves to second. Jose Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hernandez is 0 for 3 in the game. Hernandez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hayes scores. It's 5-4, Marlins. Raul Casanova pinch hits for Henry Blanco. James Mouton pinch runs for Jose Hernandez. Raul Casanova is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Casanova hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mouton moves to third. Lyle Mouton pinch hits for Kurt Lskinek. Santiago Perez pinch runs for Raul Casanova. Lyle Mouton is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. There goes Perez. The throw from Baco and he is safe. Perez steals second. Lyle Mouton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mouton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Castillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score. Florida Marlins, 5, and Milwaukee Brewers, 4. Goodbye from Pro Player Stadium in Miami.